This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
There's a reason for that. There can be no justice without transparency. Democrats have abandoned that ancient right, attacking any who assert it, because they sense political gain in doing so. Losing Franken right now cost them nothing. Another likely more liberal Democrat will be appointed to take his place. And a vote to expel Roy Moore from the Senate next year will be a lot easier to hold if Democrats don't have to account for Al Franken. This isn't principle. In fact, it's the most cynical kind of politics. And if you don't believe it, look no further than New York Senator Kirsten Gillibrand, who was the first to demand Franken's resignation today. On the subject of harassment, Gillibrand is an opportunist and a phony, and so are many around her. When it was convenient for Gillibrand to give cover to a sexual abuser, she did it enthusiastically. Unlike Al Franken, former President Bill Clinton has been credibly accused of rape, forcible rape. Gillibrand didn't care. In 2013, she tweeted, quote, "Happy birthday, President Bill Clinton, exclamation point. Thank you for your friendship and support, as well as your incredible leadership, another exclamation point. In April of last year, Gillibrand said she was, quote, honored to campaign alongside Bill Clinton in New York. At the Democratic National Convention, she even posted a picture of Clinton with his arm around her. Now she calls the former president a sexual predator. She says he should have resigned 20 years ago. But we haven't learned anything new about Bill Clinton. Nothing has changed except for Gillibrand's own political calculations. She is a fraud, as are many of her colleagues who came out against Franken today. They all covered for Bill Clinton, too. It'll be interesting to know how the Democrats making windy statements about the horrors of sexism treat actual women back in their actual offices. If any staff are watching tonight, any Hill staff, reach out and let us know. Sexual harassment is not the only kind of abuse that staffers put up with on Capitol Hill. Just because you're female and claim to be a feminist doesn't mean you don't throw staplers at the women who work for you. That kind of thing happens regularly, as everyone who lives here knows. Let's stop pretending. And above all, stop the nauseating hypocrisy and the self-righteousness. What goes around definitely comes around. Remember that.
Well, we'll see if it comes around for Kirsten Gillibrand. Of course, she's been called out more than once. Last night, that was Tucker Carlson putting her on the line in terms of what's happening with Al Franken. And we'll find out later on today. There's mixed messages. His own camp saying not necessarily. There was, a report coming down that he would, in fact, resign today. He would step down, but his camp is saying, we're not ready to make that announcement yet. But we'll find out later on today if, in fact, Al Franken lives another day. But he's been called out by including the leadership of the Democratic Party. And, you've got, he's got no backing here. So it seems that he's looking for the exit there. Scott, you're there. I mean, they're in Minnesota. I mean, what does Minnesota say?
Obviously we're a very blue state. But most of the people are saying, things along the lines of, Tucker said, a more liberal Democrat might be appointed, but Trump was a lot closer to winning than I ever expected him to be. And if they can somehow capture that and carry that, I don't think it's a given that a Democrat takes Franken's place.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
I mean, Trump was very close to winning Minnesota.
Right.
That people would never expect.
Exactly. What about the idea of due process? Do they feel that this is a fait accompli? There's no due process here? I mean, in both cases, whether it's Conyers or Franken, these are all accusations. So he's going to be out of there before any kind of...
Not a lot of people are defending Franken here. Mm-hmm. There's not a lot of people that are going out and saying that he's got to stay or anything like that. Mm-hmm. A lot of people understand that the optics against him here are pretty bad, in that he obviously did something.
Well, Bill Martinez live. Here we are at 5 minutes after the top of the hour. We're talking Jerusalem next with Lori Cardozo Moore.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop. Hey, what's that sound?
People established in ancient times. Today, Jerusalem is the seat of the modern Israeli government. It is the home of the Israeli parliament, the Knesset, as well as the Israeli Supreme Court. It is the location of the official residence of the Prime Minister and the President. It is the headquarters of many government ministries. For decades, visiting American presidents, secretaries of state, and military leaders have met their Israeli counterparts in Jerusalem, as I did on my trip to Israel earlier this year. Jerusalem is not just the heart of three great religions, but it is now also the heart of one of the most successful democracies in the world. Over the past seven decades, the Israeli people have built a country where Jews, Muslims, and Christians, and people of all faiths are free to live and worship according to their conscience and according to their beliefs. Jerusalem is today and must remain a place where Jews pray at the Western Wall, where Christians walk the Stations of the Cross, and where Muslims worship at Al-Aqsa Mosque. However, through all of these years, presidents representing the United States have declined to officially recognize Jerusalem as Israel's capital. In fact, we have declined to acknowledge any Israeli capital at all. But today we finally acknowledge the obvious, that Jerusalem is Israel's capital. This is nothing more or less than a recognition of reality. It is also the right thing to do. It's something that has to be done. That is why
President Trump, on his announcement that the U.S. will be moving their embassy to Jerusalem, acknowledging that Jerusalem is the capital of Israel. And this has been the case. Think about it. This has been, for 3,000 years. This is historic that Jerusalem is the capital. And Tel Aviv was a compromise after the Six-Day War. To this day, I still wonder why, Israel, I know why Israel gave up, Jerusalem after the Six-Day War to get along, to make peace. And how has that worked out for them? They've been attacked by terror. Even 2 years ago, when I visited Israel, we couldn't even go to Bethlehem. Bethlehem was a no-go zone for us Christians. I was there with a group of pastors, and we weren't allowed to go in. And, of course, the day you may recall, the day we left, the knife intifada was taking place, and an Arab attacked a single mom with four children in her home and killed her. And so, you know, what we're concerned about, especially with this day of rage that the Palestinians are calling for, is that, you know, we could have another intifada taking place. But, you know, as Israel and local residents have said, hey, Bill, we're used to this. I mean, there's nothing new. We understand. I mean, this is just part of life here in Israel, if you can imagine that. So this is quite courageous, as Nikki Haley said, of the president doing something that many presidents on the campaign trail, aspiring presidents, candidates, oh, we're going to, you know, move the embassy to Jerusalem. We're going to move the embassy to Jerusalem. Well, this is the first president that followed up on his promise about moving the U.S. embassy to Jerusalem. And I believe that there is a lot of pressure here on, you know, on the Palestinians. I mean, after all, what are we giving them? What are we giving them, like 30 million? Was it? No, 300. 300 million, 300 to 400 million dollars is, you know, and that's a whole other issue, too, is I don't understand how we're trying to, you know, get along and connect with, people. When, you know, in terms of, you know, peace, and we're promoting an adversary that says, well, the basis of our negotiation is we want 100%, and there's no flexibility. I mean, Bibi Netanyahu has offered 97% of what they want, but the attitude, and this goes back to Arafat said, look, if we can't get 100%, then we're not going to get anything.
Well, and your big thing there is that the overlying thing that Netanyahu has stood by this entire time is that you have to acknowledge that we have the right to exist,
yeah.
And they won't do that.
Right.
So if they won't even do that thing, why would you negotiate anything?
How can you negotiate with somebody who wants your demise? I mean, what's there to negotiate? How you're going to die? You know?
Yeah. Hey, Bill, I need a pay raise, but you're not my boss.
Yeah, right. Well, but even still, even if I was your boss and had the authority to do that.
But
that's not, you know, that's like saying, well, Scott, I'd like to give you a pay raise, but as far as I'm concerned, you don't exist.
Well, yeah.
So why are you even asking for a pay raise?
There you go.
I mean, you know, and so, but the question that comes to mind here is if we are, you know, we say that Israel is our most important ally of all the nations out there, and we're supporting an entity that, in terms of the Palestinians, and we're supporting them, giving them $300 to $400 million, of which they are transferring that. I mean, you got to know some of that money. I mean, interestingly enough, what it costs to, they've made a commitment, the Palestinians, to support those who have killed Jews and have wreaked havoc in Israel. They give them a bonus, so they pay the family money, and this has been going on for over the years. And interestingly, that money adds up to about $300 to $400 million.
And of mine and your money.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, why are we complicit with that? How does that make sense? I mean, that's to me is like it's kind of like the deal that Barack Obama did with Solyndra. You know, we gave them the people's money to buttress them up and help out in the name of environmentalism and all this good stuff and solar panels, and then we allow the Chinese to come in and underbid the very thing that we're investing in. How does that make sense? I mean, what is wrong with our government that somehow they connect the dots and say, okay, here's our most important ally, here's the people that we're most interested in, but we're going to take its adversary in the name of some sort of international, you know, political correctness or whatever you want to call it, and we're going to give them $300 to $400 million.
It doesn't make sense.
See,
I think that's the problem.
And I just can't imagine, you know, people are going, well, you know, what's Donald Trump doing? I can't imagine that Donald Trump didn't make a phone call, you know, to the Palestinians and say, look it, you know, you better calm everybody down because I've got a check here. And, you know, I can tell you, our legislature is not going to support giving you money if you let all hell break loose. You know, the peace process has been languishing. You guys are not serious about it. And so we're calling the question. And it's not like, keep in mind, ladies and gentlemen, it's not like the U.S. Embassy is going to be in Jerusalem tomorrow. This is about a 4 to 6 year plan in order to make this happen. But now you have a president declaring such, and things are being put into motion now to where the embassy will be moved there. But it's going to take a couple of years to make that happen. But meanwhile, get ready. There is going to be some activity that we're not going to be happy with.
Being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Attention type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Mr. Speaker, members of the Senate, of the House of Representatives, yesterday, December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy. the United States of America was suddenly and deliberately attacked by naval and air forces of the Empire of Japan. The United States was at peace with that nation, and at the solicitation of Japan, was still in conversation with its government and its emperor, looking toward the maintenance of peace in the Pacific.
Well, there it is. That was from FDR and his announcement after the bombing of Pearl Harbor. What an incredible day, 76 years ago. We'd hope to be connecting with Rear Admiral Thomas Lynch, reflecting on Pearl Harbor. And, Scott, I know you're still trying to do that. So as we do, then I'm going to, spend a little bit of time, talking about the recognition of this anniversary of Pearl Harbor Day. The Admiral was talking about, if you've ever visited the battleship Arizona Memorial in Pearl Harbor, you may recall a couple of weeks ago we talked about this with Lauren Kitchen Stewart. And if you've ever gone on that water and you've been there in Oahu in Pearl Harbor and you go to visit the memorial, it is, I think close to a religious experience as you could get. The people are extremely respectful. Even when you go, there in the holding area before you board the ships to take you out to where the Arizona is lying, where oil is still spewing out, and you see the names on the walls of the military personnel that perished on that day. Some 2,400 Americans that were lost, when we were attacked by Japan. 18 U.S. Navy ships, including 5 battleships, either sunk at their docks or run aground attempting to dodge enemy bombs and torpedoes. Just an incredible time and memory. And, as we recall, what brought the United States reluctantly into World War II. Our president at the time, FDR, did everything he could to avoid war and keep us out of it. Many today say, well, we should have gotten in sooner. But it was the attack on Pearl Harbor that a day of infamy that brought us into the war and gave us no choice at that point in time. And it was a time when, as FDR stated, we were at peace with Japan. We had been talking with them. Of course, we know historically that the ambassador to the United States from Japan and his entourage left D.C., and there was communication that did not make it to the president, declaring war on the United States, from Japan. And, of course, so much about this history, and you think, again, 76 years after the Japanese attack on American naval forces, here we are, 21st century America, and we're looking at the threats of North Korea. North Korea wanting to go nuclear. They're claiming that war games the United States is doing jointly there with the South Koreans is provocative and makes war inevitable. And, as Nikki Haley has announced, not only to North Korea, but to the international community, that Kim Jong-un continues to press forward. And if we do go to war, then it's all on him. With us right now, ladies and gentlemen, we're honored to have Rear Admiral Thomas C. Lynch. He is, of course, a spokesperson and with the New Day USA. Rear Admiral, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. Good to have you with us.
Well, thank you very much. It's a pleasure to be with you. I'm here in Annapolis, Maryland. It's about 45 degrees, sun's out, and we're all reflecting back on 76 years ago. I wasn't around. I was born in 42 of what happened at Pearl Harbor in 1941, that day of infamy.
Yeah, I was sharing with the audience, Admiral, that when you go to Oahu at Pearl Harbor and you visit the memorial, the Arizona Memorial, which is in the place where it ended up 76 years ago, still leaking oil, and your brain and your heart is affected by 2,400 Americans that were lost that day. It is this sense of hallowed ground that you are on as you get to that memorial, isn't it?
No question about it, Bill. And to be there and to think that those in the Arizona, you know, we've never recovered the remains. We kept them there, and that's been their tomb with their shipmates. And you see that and know that 2,400 Americans, soldiers, sailors, airmen, Marines, and probably some civilians were all killed in a sneak attack, 7:55 in the morning on a Sunday morning when it's peaceful, and many were off going to religious services. In fact, that was a mistake the Japanese made. They're doing it on a Sunday morning. Mm-hmm. Many were off for religious services, and they failed to get the carriers. The carriers were at sea. And the carriers, of course, 6 months later came around in Midway and was one of the turning points in the war. And they didn't bomb the dry docks or the oil storage facilities. So we were able to recover much more quickly than we otherwise would have. Mm-hmm. And so it was some severe mistakes on their part. But in the meantime, we lost 2,400 people.
Exactly.
And 1,200 wounded. And then that led to World War II, obviously, which wound up 400,000 Americans were killed in that war. And think of it, millions around the world were killed. So it was a devastating time for anyone who was alive at that time, but particularly our country, that we've never had a sneak attack like that. And, of course, that's something that, you know, you're on anybody on active duty today, there's a little saying in the Navy, remember it happened on a Sunday. So you're standing watch, whether it's a lookout on a ship or a sentry at a post or wherever, it happened on a Sunday, and that's when they're going to. And we see in this global war on terror, they try to do things when we're least expecting it. So we've always got to be alert.
Yeah, without a doubt. Well, Admiral, another mistake the Japanese made was they decided not to take the third run, right? Had they taken the third run, they could have done even more damage. And additionally, they underestimated the spirit, the American spirit, that up to that point in time, in terms of building ships, it took it would take over a year, if I'm correct here, to build out a ship. And the president put the challenge out there that we needed to build ships faster. And of course, we know with the ingenuity of the American spirit, we started turning them out in several months.
Oh, it was like the Ford assembly line. I mean, we were turning out ships, aircraft, tanks, jeeps, all the machine guns, all the weapons of war. And, you know, Rosie the Riveter, I mean.
Yes, exactly.
I mean, we had the women pitch in. I mean, everybody in this country was turning to for that. Mm-hmm. And, in fact, Admiral Yamamoto of Japan was educated in this country. He was against the attack. He led the attack, but he was against the attack. And said not to do it because he knew you're awakening a sleeping giant. And back in those days, you know, a lot of people were somewhat of a pacifist country, isolationist. There was no sentiment for getting involved in the war over in Europe. We didn't want to be involved. And, a lot of sentiment there. And so when that happened, when the attack happened, and then it was just unanimous, and then he did awaken the sleeping giant, and of course, the outcome was not to Japan's favor.
Well, Admiral Lynch, as we wrap things up, we got about 20 seconds here. What's the most important thing to remember 76 years later?
Well, I think we just like then and now. I mean, there are always evil. There's always evil in this world. There's always people that they want a piece of you or me because of the freedoms that we have here. And now we're in this global war.
In many parts of the country, it's starting to get cooler, and some areas have already had a significant amount of snow. Perhaps where you live, rapid changes in temperatures, highs and lows, can make you susceptible to getting a cold or even the flu. One of the places veterans have forgotten about for getting their flu shots is the Veterans Administration. So here's your Songs and Stories for Soldiers Veterans Tip of the Day. Go to the VA.gov website and find your closest community health care center. Give them a call and see if they're giving flu shots now. And if not, find out when they're going to start. Ask about what days and times, They will administer the shots and the best time for you to come. And by the way, while you're on the phone with them, ask them about pneumonia shots. Get your shots now and avoid the long lines during flu season standing in front of all those sick people. This is Dan Perkins with your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans Tip of the Day.
Message and data rates may apply.
Warning. Texting while driving is illegal just about everywhere. So if you want to take advantage of a life-changing LASIK offer, pull over when you can, because a special opportunity is just one text away. The LASIK Vision Institute is offering absolutely free evaluations and dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK. Text the keyword CLEAR55 to 350350 to get the benefit of FDA-approved LASIK technology that gives the majority of patients 20/20 vision. For a fraction of what others charge. Text to schedule your free appointment to see if LASIK is right for you. When you text CLEAR55 to 350350, you'll also get an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over 1 million procedures. Today, it's your turn. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you've always wanted for a fraction of what others charge. This great offer is just a text away. Text CLEAR55 to 350350. That's CLEAR55 to 350350.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves... national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Bill Martinez, live.
I got an ugly Christmas sweater. I wear it this time of year. No one sweater is better to help spread good cheer.
Now Santa's on a diet. He's going to the gym. The big guy's coming down. He's sure looking slim. Santa's on a diet now. Look at him.
You're all I want, my darling, and that will be the world to me.
Hey, here we are. It's the music of the group Shauna Na. It's been a while since we heard from them. We're going to be talking to them later this week, and so a little preview there of their new CD, My Ugly Christmas Sweater, and a lot of other fun songs that only Bowser and the Boys and Jocko could bring to you. So, like I said, we're going to be talking to them later on. But right now, we have Jenny Beth Martin, president and co-founder of the Tea Party Patriots. Jenny Beth, how are we doing?
I am great. It's so good to be back with you.
Hey, always good to be talking. We've got a lot going on here with the president announcing that Jerusalem, the U.S. is going to be moving our embassy there to Jerusalem. Al Franken could be making the announcement. You and I have been talking about this in terms of the sexcapades going on in the Beltway. And, of course, we're keeping a close eye on tax reform, right?
That's correct. It's just another mild week in Washington, D.C.
because there's just not enough to talk about.
That's right. What I've learned is that every day in this administration feels like a week, and every week feels like a month or a year, depending on whether it's a good week or a better week. But you're right. We heard the announcement from John Conyers earlier this week that he's resigning, and then we learned that his son, who he endorsed, has been at least arrested, if not convicted, but arrested for domestic violence. And we've heard more accusations come out against Al Franken, including the photographic evidence we've already had, with calls finally from Democrats for him to resign. Mm-hmm. We'll see what happens with that later today. And we're still saying what else has been spent from the shush fund that Congress over the years has spent $17 million on, and how many other congressional offices have paid through severance or some other sort of sleight of the hand to cover up their own sexual misconduct or misconduct within their own offices.
Exactly.
And then what we saw with Israel yesterday was amazing. We've had a law in the books, but yet we never enforced it. And President Trump made a promise, and he is keeping another promise to move our embassy to Jerusalem.
Yeah, the first of what has been three, four presidents have made that promise that they would move it. And back in the 90s, 96, I believe, we passed the law to move our embassy to Jerusalem. And it just kind of sat there, kind of like our border wall, you know.
Right. We have actually had funding for our border wall, or we've had a law passed. We haven't had the funding for it, but we've had a law passed for it for many years, and yet it never seems to get done. And I think, honestly, when you think of it in those terms, that's the crux of a lot of the anger and the angst on both sides of the political aisle towards Washington, D.C. right now. They see Congress passing these laws that affect all of our lives, and yet Congress, when they don't want to obey a law or enact a law or deal with the consequences of a law, they just don't live under it or don't live by it or pretend like it doesn't exist. And we, if we do the same thing, we don't have that position of power, so we would get in trouble. And
exactly.
That's just not right. Either pass laws that you intend for all of us to live under or repeal laws that you don't.
Exactly. Well, and you hit on something that is absolutely spot on here in terms of, if we are a nation of laws, then follow the laws that you create. I mean, fundamental to every problem we have, I don't care if you look at immigration, taxes, whatever, it's, you know, at the very foundation of the confusion and chaos are laws being broken and ignored.
That is correct. And we are a nation of laws. We write our laws down for a reason, and we always have, because we want people to know whether you're obeying the law or not. And on top of being a nation of laws, we expect that no man is above the law. And what we're seeing out of Congress is the utter corruption. And I don't think it's very easy to get on a radio show or television show and just go, they're all corrupt. They're all bad. They're all awful. And sometimes we feel that way. And everyone is fallible, so not one of them is perfect. We know that. I don't think that they all are genuinely bad people. I think that there are enough bad apples up there that they're making the whole thing seem rotten to the core.
It compromises everything. It's like with the FBI, Jenny Beth. I mean, we're hearing, you know, some of these crazy stories about the FBI and the Mueller investigation and everything else, and we've spent $7 million on the Mueller investigation of the people's money, and now we find out all these different intrigues and manipulation. I mean, we knew this kind of anyway, that Barack Obama's administration had laid out a bunch of landmines for Donald Trump to get, you know, tangled in. And he got hit by a couple. There's no doubt about it. But when you realize the FBI, that is supposed to be impartial, thousands of, you know, text messages going back and forth from one of the key investigators into this whole cause, and he just, he's totally infected by this Trump derangement syndrome, and it seems to go pretty much along the lines of the upper management of the FBI. And I know everybody wants to say, look, at not all the FBI, you know, we're all human and we want to do, but, you know, the fact of the matter is the rest of the FBI, the thousands of, you know, good operatives who are working on behalf of this country have to stand up against this stuff and vacate, you know, these bad players and stand up against this because we need that kind of courage right now if we're going to get it straightened out, because the FBI as a brand, as an image of what it represents and what it has been is all compromised right now.
Oh, I think that you're absolutely right. And one thing I've become increasingly concerned about since, and honestly, I will say I wasn't as concerned about it until our organization years ago was targeted by the IRS. Mm-hmm. And I began to say, this is shattering the foundation of our government because it is destroying the trust between the people who are governed and the people who govern. And when we see this kind of corruption in Congress, the same thing happens. And then when the FBI, that becomes even, that's a much deeper level of your, the cracks become breaks. They can, not just little shattering of a foundation. You are, I mean, they're, it goes away.
Right.
You have to be able to trust that the people who arrest, the people who have the power to prosecute are going to act properly and live by the law and not have a political agenda. And I don't think that we're at a point right now where we have enough trust to believe that's what's happening. Certainly mm-hmm. not with the FBI. And I would say that on the left even has that kind of problem with local police to some degree. We have to find a way to solve these issues or we're going to have much darker days in our country's future, which is not at all what I want to see.
Well, we're reaping what we've sown. I mean, to your point, here it is, the institution, like if it's the IRS or any other government entity, there are specific, you know, fair laws and rules for all. And what we're finding is there's exceptions. I mean, can you imagine? I mean, people keep putting this up there, and I think really, you know, America needs to think about this, that if Hillary Clinton would have been elected president, all this stuff, the swamp, all this injustice that has been going on, and as you say, and I'm like you, Jenny Beth, I think this is the tip of the iceberg. This thing runs a lot deeper. I mean, all this stuff would have been hidden from the American people.
It absolutely would have been. And I think that's a good thing and a good reason why we have President Trump. We're having to weather through these things. But I also think that we're going to be able to root out the corruption. It's not going to be a fun process for any of us, but it's necessary for our country's future.
And the good news is we have tax reform underway, the House, Senate coming together. And prayerfully, they can hammer out a bill that will be win-win for all concerned, a growth bill. That has many businesses in the stock market very excited at the mere prospect of it all, right?
And that is exactly right. We need those tax cuts. They need to start on January 1st. And we need Congress to get serious about spending cuts. They've got to get our budget under control next.
Well, Jenny Beth, good stuff. Appreciate you being on with us. Jenny Beth Martin, president, co-founder of Tea Party Patriots. Thank you, Jenny Beth.
Rules are confusing. They should be. There are over 130,000 pages of regulations. There's Part A through D, Medicare Advantage, and Medigap. According to the CMS, there are government programs available that can help you pay for your medical expenses. Choosing the right Medicare plan is a really big deal. The wrong choice can cost you a lot of money, and the right choice can put more money in your pocket. Call one of our licensed representatives today. At 65 Plus Medicare, our free service can show you a plan that will maximize your Medicare benefits, ensure you are taking advantage of all available government assistance programs, and save you money. Plus, call right now and get a free report on how to avoid costly Medicare mistakes. Call now.
855-301-5506. 855-301-5506. 855-301-5506. That's 855-301-5506.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America. According to a Bank of America survey, traveling more is one of the top New Year's resolutions for Americans in 2018. Jason Gaughan, Bank of America executive.
You may not realize it, but holiday spending can help jumpstart your 2018 travel. According to Bank of America's debit and credit card data, the average consumer spent $1,000 in total retail purchases last holiday season. This year, turn your gifting into your next dream trip by using our travel rewards card to rack up points. The Bank of America Travel Rewards credit card lets you earn 1.5 points on every dollar spent on purchases, which can be redeemed toward travel, meaning points earned for a watch for dad in December can be redeemed toward a hotel purchase you make in the spring. Best of all, there are no blackout dates and points don't expire, so you can start your New Year's resolution anytime.
For more information, visit bankofamerica.com/travelconnected.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is...
the stores I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But did you know you can have tax-free access to your life insurance while you're still alive? You can use the life benefits of your life insurance to grow your money with certainty and guarantees. No stock market risk, no tax risk, and no penalties. Call Life Benefits if you'd like a free book about how this can be done. Call 702-660-7000. That's 702-660-7000.
Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby to get ourselves a treat.
You're listening to Bill Martinez Live.
Well, you like us fresh every day, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on this very, very independent outlet. And with us, of course, Steve, the movie guy, direct from Hollywood, California. Steve, how are we doing, buddy?
We're doing fine. So is Coco.
Yeah, number one, huh? Coco tore it up.
Yeah, but about $110 million so far. That was number one. Justice League, number two. Wonder was number three. Did you get a chance to see that movie?
No, I keep promising, but I'm going to get there.
But they say that that is the sleeper hit of the season. It's made about, you know, $88 million so far. It is on my list as well. Didn't get a chance to see that one, but I had a chance to see a couple of others. We'll talk about that in a moment. Thor Ragnarok was number four. Daddy's Home 2, rounding out the top five. And I did get a chance to see a movie called Lady Bird, which I've been hearing about for quite some time, starring Saoirse Ronan, directed and written by Greta Gerwig. And it is a terrific film. I mean,
really?
It's about this, you know, it's about this young girl and her senior year of high school in Sacramento, California, which doesn't sound all that exciting, but it is so well done, and everybody is just really on their game. And if you happen to be the father of a daughter, I have two daughters, I know you have a daughter, I mean, you will really relate, and you just, I mean, it's one of the most moving films I've seen in quite some time.
Really?
You
wow.
just really, really hope everything turns out all right for this kid. See it if you can. Lady Bird. It's going wide this weekend.
And, yeah, so it wasn't about 1,200 theaters last week, right?
Right, but I think we're gonna. I think it's going to be huge during awards season. I also saw a movie called The Darkest Hour, which is starring Gary Oldman. I also think that's going to be an award winner because he's so good in the role, and it's about a time in England just prior to World War II. And I don't know, maybe you do, but I had no idea that things were quite as dire as they were. I mean, they were actually debating whether they should negotiate a peace with
Hitler. Absolutely. Yeah, and they were up against the wall of it.
They were up against the wall, and Churchill, you know, led the nation into this heroic fight for their freedom. I mean, they were actually thinking about negotiating a peace and flying the Nazi flag above Buckingham Palace.
Oh, you imagine? Well, here they were. They're being bombed every night, Steve.
Right.
I mean, and we can't even imagine what that was like. to know, and you go, okay, there's going to be some destruction. Is it going to be my zip code, or is it going to be somebody else's, you know?
It was horrible, and but they did survive, as we all know. So check out those if you get a chance. We have a couple of others out there which we can talk about later. But this weekend, of course, we have some big releases coming up for the holiday season, right? We have Star Wars. That's happening next weekend. That'll be all that anybody talks about. Ferdinand, also a great animated film. We have Jumanji, The Greatest Showman, Perfect Pitch 3, Downsizing, The Post. It's going to be a fun-filled, action-packed holiday season at your local multiplex. This weekend, we have some interesting titles being released. And let's start with this one, I, Tanya. The Tanya Harding story.
Really?
Yeah, terrific reviews. Margot Robbie is playing the title role. 89% are recommending. And you, of course, remember the story of Tanya Harding, right?
Absolutely.
Crazy thing. For those of you who weren't around back in the 90s, it was on January the 6th, 1994. You had Tanya Harding, who was an accomplished competitive figure skater, one of the top figure skaters in the world, and her main team competitor, Nancy Kerrigan. Now, Nancy Kerrigan was attacked by an assailant, Shane Stamp, after a practice session at the 1994 U.S. Figure Skating Championships in Detroit. And it turns out that Tanya Harding's ex-husband, his name was Jeff Galuli, and her bodyguard hired Stamp to break Kerrigan's right leg so she'd be unable to compete in the 94 Olympics. It's, you know, I mean, we're talking ladies figure skating here.
Yeah, figure skating. I mean, you know, and here she is. You know, she's the bad girl of U.S. figure skating. It's like, that's incongruous. That doesn't happen.
It was a goofy story. They found out later that Tanya was involved. So she received this 3 years probation, 500 hours of community service. They fined her about $160,000. But then her career really goes downhill from that point.
And she wrestled and everything. Didn't she go into wrestling?
She became a professional wrestler. Mm-hmm. She also boxed Paula Jones. Remember that from Bill Clinton thing?
Right,
whole big thing was going on. There was this celebrity sex tape that was released with her and her husband that they sold the penthouse for a couple hundred thousand. She set a land speed record in a vintage gas. All these crazy things. I'm not sure how far they get into it all in this movie, I, Tanya, but it is a very interesting tale, to say the least. Once again, starring Margot Robbie, Allison Janney is also in this, doing great work. It's out this weekend. 89% are
right. So probably anybody that likes NASCAR, you're going to like this, because a crash happens, and more than once throughout this whole life, right? I mean, this is incredible.
It is an amazing story. It really is.
Wow.
We have another one out. It's called November Criminals in limited release. Hopefully it goes wide. I bring this up because it's starring Ansel Elgort. If you had a chance to see Baby Driver earlier in the year.
Absolutely.
He did such a great job.
Well done. Wow, he was great. Yeah,
this looks pretty good. Not reviewed for the critics. I'm not sure what they think. But after the murder of his friend is dismissed as gang violence, you got this high schooler, Addison, played by Ansel Elgort. He decides to launch an investigation of his own. And with the help of his girlfriend, Phoebe, played by Chloe Grace Moretz, he quickly discovers that the mystery is darker and deeper than he ever imagined. You might want to check that out. It's called November Criminals. And then a couple of documentaries. There's a big doc up at Sundance called Quest. And 100% of the critics are recommending this one. This was filmed.
100% of the critics? How do you get 100% of the critics agreeing on anything?
Yeah, I have to be pretty good.
I guess.
And evidently this documentary is. It was, like I say, once it was up at Sundance, and it was filmed over a 10-year period, over a decade.
Oh, wow.
And it's a portrait of an American family living in North Philadelphia. And it begins at just the beginning of the Obama presidency. You have the parents, Christopher Quest Rainey and his wife, Christine. They raised this family up in North Philly while trying to navigate poverty and strife that grips their neighborhood. So check it out if you get a chance. 100% recommending Quest this weekend.
Wow.
And another doc.
That's better than global warming, 100%.
100% is 100%. Absolutely.
That's it. Yeah, you can't get any better than that.
That's as good as it gets. We have also Arthur Miller, writer. Now, this hasn't been reviewed for the critics, but if you happen to be a literary fan, you might want to check this one out. So it's made by Rebecca Miller, who is his daughter, and it honors the life and career of her father, Arthur Miller, the playwright, and it draws upon numerous personal interviews with Miller, in which he discusses his struggles during the anti-communist witch hunts of the 50s, his tragic romance with Marilyn Monroe, and his impact on American culture. We probably all, when we think of Arthur Miller, we think of Marilyn Monroe.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that marriage. But if you'd like to know more about the playwright, of course, check out Arthur Miller, writer, this weekend.
You know, you think of Marilyn Monroe and all the interest, the love interest. And this is volumes of books and stories.
Oh,
and
yeah.
What an amazing woman to this day. So iconic, and everywhere you go, you know, you see her posters. I mean, we're going to be in New York next week, and I know everywhere we go, we're going to see Marilyn Monroe posters.
Yeah, well, it's true. And have you ever visited her gravesite?
No, I have not. I have not. And I know that, you know, to this day, isn't there a rose still on her, you know, set?
They say, yeah, it was delivered by Joe DiMaggio.
Joe DiMaggio,
but it's over,
right,
in Westwood,
mm-hmm,
and it is in a little cemetery over. My office used to be right next to it, as a matter of fact.
Wow.
It's a very famous cemetery,
uh-huh,
and a lot of famous people are buried there. But
exactly,
she's buried in a crypt there, and the person who has the crypt right next to hers,
mm-hmm,
Hugh Hefner.
Oh wow!
Yeah. That's he bought that, yeah, and that's where. Yeah. His final resting place.
See, it wasn't Bobby Kennedy. It wasn't Bobby Kennedy. So
no,
put down your conspiracy hats and all that stuff.
You after. They will live together forever.
In infamy.
The case may be.
And it's a little smoky there right now with all the fires going on, right?
It is a little smoky, right, yeah.
Yeah, that is just absolutely tragic. I mean, we're seeing the footage there. And, of course, I'm on the East Coast and born and raised in Southern California. I mean, this is my hometown. I see, you know, Ventura County all up in flames and all this.
The footage is amazing. I mean, right alongside the 405, you're commuting through smoke and fire. It's really quite. We're in Santa Monica. We're okay. It's very smoky, a lot of ash, but certainly we're not contending with anything like the.
Yeah, I saw that footage. I saw that footage traveling north on the 405 freeway, and right up there, Mulholland, and in, mm-hmm, you know, by the Getty and everything.
Yep.
And oh my gosh, it looked like a war. A war zone. I mean, it was all on fire. I mean, it was like, oh my God! I hadn't seen anything like that since the riots.
Well, the Santa Ana's a very dry, dry place, and that's not a good mix. So hopefully, it'll be over soon.
Well, we digress. I'm sorry. Back to the Cineplex. What's happening?
Well, back to the Cineplex. As I was mentioning, we have some big movies coming out coming up next week. We have, of course, Star Wars, which we were talking about earlier. Mm-hmm. But now this weekend, if you want to check out maybe. The latest Tonya Harding movie. You might want to check out one called Just Getting Started.
Yeah, this one. Also, it seems like a redo, but it's fun anyway.
I love these guys.
Yeah, exactly.
We have Morgan Freeman, Rene Russo, and Tommy Lee Jones. And this is directed, by the way, by Ron Shelton, who gave us Tin Cup and Bull Durham. And this is about this guy by the name of Duke Diver, played by Morgan. He's this freewheeling manager of a luxury Palm Springs resort, the Villa Capri. He has a mysterious past, but he's also a pro at making sure the life for the high-spirited residents is one big nonstop party there at the Villa Capri. But his status quo is challenged when you have this ex-military charmer, Leo, played by Tommy Lee Jones. He checks in, triggering a competition between Duke and Leo for the top spot of alpha male here.
Yeah.
And also for the affection.
And then you got Renee in the middle, you know, come on.
Yeah. So mayhem ensues. Not reviewed for the critics, but always a good time with that cast out there. So you might want to check out Just Getting Started, also out new this weekend. Or, as we were saying, a couple of other movies that are going wide. We have The Shape of Water, which is Guillermo del Toro.
Mm-hmm.
This is a very interesting movie. And also Three Billboards Outside Ebbing, Missouri, which I've been talking about forever, which I think is going to be big during the awards season as well. So we have a lot to see this weekend and, of course, huge movies opening up over the holidays.
Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Want revenge?